This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to the birthday Radio Law Talk on the 2nd of April, 2022. It's Denise's birthday yesterday and Todd's today, and we have a wonderful time hanging out together. This is the most exciting, entertaining, and sometimes informative show on earth. Call us at 855-LAW-RADIO, 855-529-7234. Remember, we're talking about general topics of law. Seek counsel. Don't use us as experts unless you want to tell the in-laws that are sitting around the table when they say the famous, they say. You know, Fred, they say. You say, oh, let me tell you what Radio Law Talk says. Different story. Look, we're going to finish follow-up talking about this fertility clinic being sued. We talked about it our first hour. This is a three-hour show live, 9 to noon Pacific time on your radio. And by the way, Cal always says this, but I'll throw it out there. And look, if your radio station only airs us 1 or 2 hours, you can go to RadioLawTalk.com, click on the live button, and you can listen to us live. But this fertility clinic lawsuit, we're going to continue discussing the issues there, and not just the legal issues, but mental issues of the couple and of the child, and how this has affected them. Basically, what it was is they wanted two girls, and the fertility clinic basically produced gave them an embryo that was a boy, because they can tell if it's a boy or girl, and whether or not they can bring lawsuit about that or not. And by the way, their argument is there was a breach of contract, medical malpractice, and battery. And battery literally means because they implanted the improper thing in their body. But the lawsuit's coming up. It's already started. And the question is, how's this going to affect the child, first of all, and how's it going to affect this couple also? So we're going to talk about that. But why we're here is one thing and one thing only. You know that, Cal. We're starting all over because I already beat everybody in case or no case. So roll it.
All right, here we go.
Now it's time to play case or no case.
Pam Fergus is a college professor with an apparent larcenous heart. She raised $200,000 in St. Paul, Minnesota, in honor of Philandro Castile, the St. Paul, Minnesota school cafeteria worker who was shot and killed by a police officer during a traffic stop in 2016. The funds were supposed to be used for children in Minneapolis, Minnesota area who did not have the money to pay their school lunch fees. So she went out online and raised money for this cause. $200,000, and she kept it all. Did she commit a crime? That's the essence of our very simple Radio Law Talk today. And Denise, I'd like to start with you. Did she commit a crime? This professor who led the fundraiser said she wanted to do good and ended up enriching herself instead. What do you think? It means...
Yes.
Okay.
If you go out there and you represent that you are raising funds to do good and to create a fund for children that can't afford their lunches, and then you pocket all that money and don't give any part of it to that charity or the charity you're supposed to create, then that is a crime.
Well, what if you're like some of these other charities that we hear about all the time, where they raise a lot of money and the lead of the charity just puts most of it in their pocket and gives a very small percentage to the charity itself? I mean, that is relatively common, unfortunately, from what we've been told.
Yeah, but costs of administration of that charity are costs that the primaries of that charity are getting paid. That's probably a valid expense, but not for the whole amount.
Not just putting it in your pocket.
Yeah, I mean, even maybe if she'd put $10,000 there or something for the children, then it would perhaps be deceptive, but not necessarily a crime.
Maybe even $50. Fred, what do you think? Case or no case?
I think it's a case.
Oh, that should be
case. Yeah.
I think it's a case, and I think because you're talking about it, that she wins.
Okay, that's good. Fred, what do you
think? So what's interesting about this is there are sites, and I can't remember the name of the sites, that will look at these charities and review them and tell you, give them a grade as to how much. There's some of these CEOs get paid huge, huge salaries to run these charities. And that's why I give to a certain charity that doesn't pay CEOs. And then I let that charity disperse it. But there is a site. I don't remember what it's called. Todd, do you remember, Denise?
I know there's a site called ProPublica, which makes available the annual filings that charities have to file with the IRS that go over the disbursement of their funds. Where did the money go, right?
Right.
And so that's one that I know of.
I know you can just Google it and figure that out. But here's the situation, Cal, and I know that. That's exactly what you're saying. That's what scares me about the GoFundMes. I'm not a GoFundMe advocate. I'm just straight up honest with you because I've seen what people done with the GoFundMe money, you know, and GoFundMe to help this situation, that situation. Oh, I'm going to buy a new car. No, this was for your child that was hurt or something happened. And so I think you've got to be very careful with the GoFundMe.
Yeah, because in this professor's case, she really meant GoFundMe.
Right.
So, Todd Kuhnem, what do you think?
Well, I'm sorry. So the answer is this is a scenario but not a case, Cal.
Okay, that's your answer. Okay, so Denise says case, the defendant wins. Fred says scenario, no case. Okay, Todd, go ahead.
All right, I'm going to say that this is a case, and I'm going to say that the defendant, the teacher or whatever, that she loses. And I'm going to go further out on a limb that she has to pay the money back, that she's found liable for this, because we're talking about principles like fraudulent inducement, larceny by trick, those type of things. And I think she loses because you, Cal, let something slip.
Uh-oh.
When you said, well, what about these charities where all the money goes to administrative? And so I think that you saw that she had this, she lost, and you're thinking, well, wait a minute. If she's liable, how come all these others aren't liable? And the big reason is in the disclosures for the other companies, for the other charities, you can usually go on and find out. They disclose how they disperse their funds. Where she would get in trouble is if she says, I'm getting this money, and it all goes to the kids. And then if it didn't all go to the kids, then it goes to her. You can research charities and find out, and sadly, there are several big name charities where less than 10% ever go to the actual cause. All the money donated goes to the administrative costs. And some of the CEOs of these charities are making a ton of money. But
there's one in particular that I'm thinking about was a FundMe for the Wall. And there are individuals right now being charged for raising money for the wall and the money not getting to the wall.
Yeah.
That's right. You're talking about the border wall between Mexico and the United States. Right.
And I was thinking of a certain current president who, after he was done with his vice presidential duties and before he ran, started the Biden Cancer Institute, Research Institute, and of the money retained, not a single cent was ever spent on cancer research. It all went to administrative costs.
Well,
everybody got paid.
Well, running charities is expensive.
It is. It is.
Okay.
Yeah, hence we're going to be back and talk about this. The GoFundMe stuff I'm just not excited about. So we've got Denise saying it is a case and the lady wins. I say it's a scenario, not a case. Todd says it's a case and the lady loses. And we'll be back after these messages to find out the charity walk, what I'm going to call it, the charity money walk away case.
You got to be careful. Like Fred said, you have to be careful and vet the places to which you donate. And so we'll talk about that as we continue here on Radio Law, which, as Fred pointed out also, is heard every Saturday live 9 to noon Pacific time. You can listen to us then anytime you'd like. We'll be back.
Radio Law Talk. Radio Law Talk. This is Radio Law Talk.
Radio. commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease. These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-918-1376. 800-918-1376. 800-918-1376. That's 800-918-1376.
What's your IRS problem? Do you owe back taxes? Is there a lien placed on your property? Have your bank accounts been frozen or seized? Have your wages been garnished? Are you being audited by the IRS? Are they sending you letters that demand actions and have urgent due dates? Well, solving your tax problems is as easy as calling Taxes 321. The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. You need the best representation to give you peace of mind. You need experienced professionals that can cut through the red tape and stop the collection process. If you have a serious problem with the IRS, call the Taxes 321 Network today. We'll get them off your back.
800-738-0170. 800-738-0170. 800-738-0170. 800-738-0170.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you serious?
This is Radio Law Talk.
Cal, tell us about the case or no case about the GoFundMe money and the individual keeps the money.
Well, I'm not sure that it was a GoFundMe.
Whatever.
But it was just something she set up. Yeah, but it's a similar kind of a thing. Where she said, we all feel badly that this cafeteria worker was killed in a traffic stop. So let's raise some money and pay the lunch fees for poor kids who can't afford it. of course, not thinking that there was a federal program that does it already. Anyway, the question is, did she commit a crime? Is there a case or no case? Todd, you said case?
I said case, and she is prosecuted, and she loses.
Okay, Denise, you said case?
And she escapes liability or escapes the crime.
And Fred said?
No case. It's a scenario.
Well, here's what's interesting about that.
We're all wrong.
For those of you who said it was not a case, may I see that?
It's me.
Okay. For those of you who said she wins, let's see that, Denise. Those of you who say she loses, that would be Todd. Guess what? Civil matter settlement.
We all lost.
The DA did not charge her and instead said, if you want to avoid being charged, you will come up with the funds that you got and donate them as you promised you would, and we will leave it at that. He said it's up to the discretion of the state attorney general, and I'm not going to charge as long as the kids get their money.
Okay.
She will have learned her lesson.
Here's the question.
Yeah.
Was an actual civil suit filed?
Nope.
I win. It was a case, a scenario, but not a case.
Yep.
There was no case filed.
Yep.
Fred Penny, 2 points.
The AG put out a news release, and he said,
yes,
this is just how we're going to do it.
So it was a civil matter, and it settled.
Yeah.
Without a civil lawsuit being filed.
Not a civil case.
It was not, as I said, it was not a case.
So no lawsuit was filed.
No.
That's it.
Okay.
What?
No. But, and she.
I like to beat the birthday kids.
And she.
Cal? The birthday kids are getting beat today.
Okay. I think we're going to have to smack down here. What do you think?
I think next week Fred's going to have to bring carrot cake.
I know.
The impressive thing is he's able to say that and still maintain his the gargantuan humility that he's got.
It just makes me feel really sad that on your birthdays you have to keep losing.
You have to be embarrassed. Now, next hour.
Yes, next hour.
I like going for next hour, because we remember the song Spirit that was supposedly the
yes.
prelude to Stairway to Heaven?
Yes.
Well, Stairway to Heaven itself ends up being the topic of discussion
all
next
right.
time on Case or No Case. Now back to the show.
So we're back talking about the couple who asked for female embryos, suing the fertility clinic for breach of contract, medical malpractice, and battery. We started that at the end of our first hour. And, Todd, you wanted to bring up a issue about breach of contract.
Yeah.
And you wanted to discuss that. And I'm going to bring up a few quotes that are, you know, that they're talking, that this couple are bringing up.
Yeah, so to the extent that this lawsuit that they filed involves breach of contract and is there liability, I guess the question here is, what did the fertility clinic promise? What did they charge for that promise? And what guarantees did they make that they could deliver on that promise at that price? And I'll give you an example. So the couple wanted a female embryo implanted. Now, putting aside the reasons why they wanted it, look, at this clinic, they had the right, and the clinic offered the service of implanting a female embryo. Now, if I'm just going to throw out numbers here, add as many zeros as you feel make this relevant to you and your case. Let's say that the charge for just the implantation of an embryo, without knowing the gender, let's say that was $50,000. And they come back and the clinic says, but if you want a specific gender, if you want a female embryo, it's going to be $100,000 because, look, we have to go through the process of creating these embryos and then finding one that's female and identify it and implant it. That's going to cost more. If they were charged extra money and if the contract had a guarantee that that was the case, then I see that they may have a claim here because, look, you charged us for a service. You said you could deliver on and you didn't deliver on it. And you charge us extra for that. And so I see that maybe the difference here, they didn't make good on what they charged extra for. I would also want to know in the contract if there's a liquidated damages clause. And what sort of guarantees were made? Was there language that said, look, there's always an inherent risk that maybe the gender is going to be wrong.
Right.
And you bear that. The contract language is going to be it really important in deciding whether or not there is a breach of that contract.
Now, this couple is also claiming intentional infliction of emotional distress as well, and they have a very compelling story about the emotional distress that the pregnant mother went through during the pregnancy, feeling like her body was taken over, that it was, they were worried that it wasn't even the other partner's embryo, that it may have been a completely wrong embryo, you know, that was put in. And she discusses in detail about how traumatizing that was to her.
Well, she said they didn't want a boy because the assaults, because of the socialization, basically, of boys, constant socialization about what it means to be, quote, a real man. You know, he's a boy. Let him hit you. Stuff like that to bring up. I worry about this little boy's psychiatric issues that, and I wonder if that is being taken into consideration here. But here's what I say about this. And all, again, what a situation here. You hope everything's wonderful. I believe the law is still this way, but I have to look. You can't claim damages for having a child. Now, the question is, so what, there's been lawsuits in the past for, like, the pill wasn't working right, or something happened when a woman took a pill and she got pregnant, or the dad had a vasectomy and it didn't work, right? You can't generally sue because you had a child, because that's not considered a damage. But the question is the different sex that you receive according to the opposite of what your contract is nowadays, is that a damage? My opinion, no. But who knows what, I mean, that's what I would say. I'm not saying that's what the law is, because I don't know what the law is. But everything's moving so fast with technology, I think it's going to eventually, they're going to have to figure that out. When we come back, we're going to have a lot more to talk about, including Bob Baffert and the Kentucky Derby.
Much more Radio Law Talk is coming up on this station and online at RadioLawTalk.com.
Commercials and Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease. These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
I've got to get my car washed. This dirt is just won't do.
The best thing about a quick car wash is whenever you go through, the smell in your car is always great, and they have super fun lights and colors.
But I don't have no time today. I don't know what I do.
Your car smells good and it's clean at Quick Quack Car Wash.
And I know this place right down the road.
Quick Quack car Wash.
Quick Quack Car Wash.
Get the Quick Quack confidence.
Hop inside, let's take a ride and watch this cat and shine.
Get the Quick Quack habit. Take a car once a week.
Just come and see, I guarantee your ride will steal the show.
I like Quick Quack because of the mascot, Quackles.
Come on, Quick Quack Car Wash.
So we sell unlimited membership for per vehicle. You can add a family plan and add an additional vehicle at a discounted rate.
Don't drive that dirty car. Quick Quack Car Wash.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic. And maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get 2 bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call PetJoy right now. 800-711-9218. 800-711-9218. 800-711-9218. That's 800.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
The UN's former chief prosecutor for war crimes has called Russian President Vladimir Putin a war criminal.
Carla DuPont is talking to media in her native Switzerland, marking the release of her latest book. She has called for an international arrest warrant to be issued for Putin, adding there were clear war crimes being committed in the country. The Kremlin invaded Ukraine nearly 2 months ago. DuPont says suspected war crimes committed by both countries should be investigated. U.S. Treasury officials are arguing that sanctions are weakening the Russian currency despite gains this week. The exchange rate as of Friday is 85 rubles to equal $1, just shy of the rate prior to the February invasion. A senior Treasury official said weekly inflation in Russia is a direct effect of sanctions from the U.S. and allies. The Dow and the Nasdaq was essentially flat at the end of the week. This is USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you serious?
Now, Radio Law Talk continues. Here's your host, Fred Penny.
So we're continuing on. We just talked about a lesbian couple that had sued a fertility clinic. But let's also look at what's going on in Florida. The law passed about kindergarten through third grade. And look, I'm not going to get political with the way it depends upon what news organization is mentioning and how they what they call it, right? And what people call it. But just to let you know, there's been their first lawsuit has been brought forth to throw out the new Florida law that talks about basically, and this is why I want to be general, because it's detailed what it can and can't of kindergarten through third grade. Let me tell you one thing. I'm going to say it. I don't care if it's politically correct or not. Guys, kindergarten through third grade, it has nothing to do with any, I don't think they should be told about anything. Let them grow up as little kids, man. Let them be little kids. Don't talk to them, not hetero or homosexual. Don't talk to them about any of that stuff. But again, I'm weird about that, you know. Kindergarten through third grade. Maybe later on, that's an argument. But these are little, tiny children. Let them grow up. Let them have a life. Let them not worry about any of that stuff.
Now let's talk about the other side of it.
No, let me finish, and then I'll let you do my point. So you got kindergarten to third grade. I think that is too young to be talking about anything to do with sexuality. And I guess we can get into that issue. I just think and let me jump on the other side just for a second before I let you go. I do understand that there are issues or maybe issues young that the kids need to be taught. But man, it's not the issue. I think the issue is kindergarten through third grade. Go ahead, Denise. Tell me why kindergarten through third grade.
Well, little Cindy,
and not just about homosexuality issues or LGBTQ, but any issues about sexuality.
Or that sex even exists.
Yeah, or any of that stuff. So let's not leave it to that. Let's leave it in generality.
Well, little Cindy has two fathers. And she comes to school and she says, my daddy and my father. And she mentions that. What if she's asking questions of the teacher?
Perfect.
You know, I mean, that's a very good example of why this could go wrong and astray.
And perfect. The answer to that is very simple. Go ask your mom and dad. We're the school. We're not here to be your parents.
But she doesn't have a mom to ask.
Go ask your dad and father.
Yeah, yeah.
Ask your parents.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Go ask your dad and father. That's exactly right.
We have a lot of schools willing to circumvent the role of parents. For example, in Eau Claire, Wisconsin, did you hear this thing? Where they, and maybe it's on our list, if it is, I apologize, where they said this. They said, parents don't have the right to know if their kids come to us questioning their sexuality. They have to earn that trust. The school board said the parents have to earn the trust of their own children. Mm-hmm. So these are the kinds of things, the kinds of La Brea tar pits legally you step into when you start trying to define these things.
It's pretty just the kindergarten through third grade is my issue. Yeah. So go ahead. But Denise, that's a valid point. I don't disagree. That's not a valid point. And that's why it's so controversial, right? Go ahead,
Tom.
Well, a lawsuit has been brought by the article that we have here says gay activist sues Florida to stop implementation of that law. And I think that the interesting thing here is going to be the group itself probably does not have standing. The group brings it on behalf of or for an individual, so they support that individual and bring it. I'm curious to see who the individual is that they bring it on, because who would have standing in this situation? Well, I think the parents might have standing if they have children in the classroom. But if this lawsuit is being brought by somebody who has no children in any classroom, I question whether or not they have standing to bring it. They better be bringing it upon somebody who says, I am personally affected by what is either being taught or prohibited from being taught in the classroom because I'm there and I'm either hearing this or not hearing this. I think that is better standing than somebody that has no affiliation with the schools at all, just doesn't like the law and wants to file a lawsuit enjoining it or prohibiting it. I'd like to see who is actually being represented in this lawsuit.
It could be transgender teachers. It could be transgender parents.
A gay couple.
It could be, yes, exactly. It could be a lot of people, actually.
Let's say it's the transgender math teacher.
Right.
I'm sorry. I don't think he's got standing.
No, he doesn't.
This
I think
issue
the parents...
doesn't come up in math. It comes up in health class, maybe. It comes up in other areas, but it doesn't come up in math.
I think a gay couple might have standing to bring this up.
If they have children in the
That's
school.
That's what I'm saying. If they have children in the school.
In that time frame.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
From kindergarten to third grade.
Yeah.
But here's the issue. You know, here's the thing. Not the issue, but the...
I think teachers, all of them, to be honest with you, because it's a suppression of their speech. As well.
Then if that's the case, Denise, can they talk about the opposite of what the LGBTQ's people say about this? So if you're saying it's a suppression of the teacher's speech, then why can't the teachers teach their other values if they don't agree with that? So can they do that? Is that a suppression of their speech?
I think it depends on what value.
That's what I'm saying. You can't. That's why I don't think the teachers have standing.
And the law certainly prohibits a teacher who might be religious from going into a classroom and teaching that, well, in addition to science, there's a school of thought out there that says God created the heavens and the earth. Free of speech and freedom of religion, but teachers don't get to say that in school. They get shot down for that. So, you know,
they can do both.
This kind of goes
as
back.
Long as they teach both, they can.
Oh, I don't think they can.
No, they can't. There are some places where they can't.
They
do
can't
that.
Teach the God theory. No. Yeah.
So there's an issue there about I get freedom of speech. This kind of goes back to an issue we talked about in the first hour with Laundry, Brian Laundry's parents, competing interests. What happens when you have competing interests
and rights?
And rights under the Constitution, and sometimes they give way, sometimes they don't. When it comes to teaching religious religious origins of the earth. Yeah. The
creationists, so-called creationists.
Well, that's super important.
The law comes in and says, yeah, well, you know what? The child's right to be free from hearing that supersedes your freedom of speech to say that. And so that doesn't get talked about in school. I think the same analysis is going to have to take place here with this. The lawsuit started. I don't know how the court's going to rule on it, but we'll see.
Well, the interesting thing is it's age, too. It's age appropriate. This is why I'm thinking of this. And again, I'm going to tell you right now I'm off on this, but it's funny. I was thinking about this. Remember your sex education classes when we were young in the 70s? Now, Todd, you're younger, but I was taught sex education 7th grade. I will never forget it. It was 7th grade when we first started hearing about sex education. I'm laughing going, okay, we were 7th grade. By the way, let's be real about this, right? That we already probably knew a lot of stuff, you know,
from
the neighborhood.
The informal education.
Yeah, the informal education.
By Mr. Hefner.
But it was funny that they're now talking kindergarten here, and we were being taught it in 7th grade. Yeah.
Well, I asked my mom for the first time, where do babies come from, when I was 6. And I was in the back seat of our station wagon. And my mom about wrecked the car. That's not a joke. Yeah. She had a really good answer for me. She says, babies are created out of love. When a man and a woman love each other, they can create a baby. And that was enough for me at 6.
But now it's changed. It's different because there's, there's a lesbian couple that love one another, are married, I'm arguing.
They go shopping at the baby store and order a girl baby.
Yeah, I'm arguing. I'm arguing against myself now. Right?
They call the male pelican.
Stork.
Right.
The stork.
Yeah. Close enough.
But anyway, it's interesting. Now we're talking kindergarten. It was 7th grade for me.
And sophomore in high school.
Sophomore in high school.
Oh, my gosh. That's so late.
It was the thing that I remember. It was in the biology class. Here's a classic. You know, sometimes things happen to kids, and they never live it down because they showed us that the video where it starts, you know, how the baby's born, and it culminates with actually showing a birth.
Wow.
Right? Not unedited, you saw the birth. And I remember this guy, I'm not going to say his name, but he was sitting behind me, and as soon as they had it there, he says, oh, porn! And that guy became the pariah of every girl in that class.
Word
that went around. He could not live that comment down at all. It was like, dude, you're going to regret saying that one word, and I don't think he ever got a date after that. No, Debbie, people just...
I think I was in 6th grade when we had the start of that kind of a class.
Yeah, ours was 7th. It was mandatory in 7th. This was in the Bay Area, and then mandatory at a sophomore.
Well, also, and when Cal did it, he was sitting in the wagon, and they were on their way
to
the plains.
They put pictographs on the walls of the cave. Come
on, the cave. Bob Baffert, Suze Churchill Downs, we're coming back talking about that. Let's get away from all this controversial stuff. Let's talk about something else.
Well, it's still interesting, and people want to know about it. So.
And there's legal issues with it.
Exactly. And since I appreciate the fact we're able to discuss this like rational adults as we listen to Radio Law Talk online or at many great local radio stations whom we deeply respect. Thanks for listening. We'll be right back.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com. Here's Fred Penny.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Stock market have you nervous? With geopolitical conflict and inflation concerns, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you don't have to. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word DEMO to 813813 and discover how to predict stock market trends up to 3 days ahead with incredible accuracy. Whether you trade stocks, options, forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text DEMO to 813813 to get what you need to stay ahead of the markets and find big moves before they happen. Don't wait. Text DEMO to 813813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology. Offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Stop worrying me.
You're listening to Radio Law Talk. And now back to the show.
It seems like I'm doing a lot of the talking, but I guess I'm the main host, and I got my co-hosts that are actually better and smarter than I am. So I'm going to briefly lay this out, and you guys, one of you can talk about it. Bob Baffert is suing Churchill Downs. That's where the Kentucky Derby is run. And Bob Baffert, if you don't know, is a very famous trainer of some phenomenal, horses. And his whole life has been about training winning horses, and the guy, I bet, makes a buck or two. Well, guess what happened? One of his main horses that he trained by the name of Medina Spirit. Apparently, after the winning the Kentucky Derby was, they according to the veterinarians that checked on him, found that he had some steroids. Legal steroids still in his system. So who wants to talk about what now he's suing? Bob Baffert is suing Churchill Downs. Why?
Because the horse ran, he did the race, he won the race, and then after a period of time, they took away his winning. And so he's suing.
Yeah.
He said, hey, this is a legal steroid. It's something that we use to help our horses.
And he claims that was in the pre-race filings. It was a prescribed medication by the veterinarian to deal to treat some ailment, that it was disclosed.
It's an ointment.
Yeah, it was disclosed, and that it didn't give him the horse Medina Spirit didn't give him a leg up, no pun intended, on the competition. Just listen to these names, though. 1997, Silver Charm. 98, Real Quiet. 2002, War Emblem. 2015, American Pharoah. 2018, Justify. 2020, Authentic.
What are these? What about these?
Those are all the names of horses that won the Kentucky Derby trained by Bob Baffert.
Wow.
So, I mean, he was an icon there. And now, under the suspension, he has to be out of there for 2 years. Now, you don't know what goes on behind the scenes. Somebody who has had that track record of success, you wonder if maybe he's throwing his weight around and Churchill Downs, the Kentucky Derby, was trying to cool him down. I don't know what's going on behind the scenes. But his argument, and Churchill Downs has said this is a frivolous lawsuit and, you know, it doesn't have any merit. That's what everybody says
response. Look what this is going to do to the stud fees he would have been otherwise able to charge when you say Kentucky Derby winner and now tainted.
Well, no, he died.
Yeah,
horse
died.
He can't with Medina Spirit because
Well, never mind then.
The horse died in December of a heart attack while training in California.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Which, a heart attack, that's not a usual thing.
It does happen to horses more than you would think.
It does. Well, here's this horse, 3 years old. He's looking at the, I'm going to be put out in the pasture. Look, I'll do all the running if I get those perks at the end of the, and then he keels over of a heart attack.
Man.
It's tough for horses.
But you know what they do, though? They are smart. They do. I guarantee they have frozen sperm of that horse.
They
do that for top cattle. I know that.
They do. As long as they're promising it's not a male or female embryo, I think they ought to be okay.
Or a dog instead of a horse.
I don't know. Somebody gets the ultrasound there. I wanted a girl. You're telling me I'm having a horse? That would be problematic.
And it's a chicken. No, wait a minute.
Good heavens.
Oh, my gosh. Where did that go? Judge denies Miss Maxwell's bid for a new trial. Let's move on to that one. This one, here's where Denise Todd and I all look at each other and went, whoa. And what we thought was if anything should have been overturned, this one should have.
Absolutely.
For a number of reasons. So, Denise, let's go over kind of the background of this.
Ghislaine Maxwell was the alleged cohort of Jeffrey Epstein. She was being tried in a criminal matter for human trafficking and setting up young girls to be, sexually assaulted
abused
by Epstein.
Yeah, abused by him.
Yeah, the facts are really not nice. And there was a lot of victims. There's not just a few. We're talking a lot of victims that were involved. And it is kind of a horrendous situation. But what happened at the trial is that there's this one particular juror who answered no to questions about having been sexually assaulted. Certainly questions that would have raised questions for the attorneys to ask of him, and he didn't answer them honestly. But he claims he flew through the questionnaire and didn't realize that he wasn't being honest. And so he also, in the juror room, he made statements to the press after the jury that in the juror room he had said, the other jurors couldn't figure out how come a victim or these victims didn't remember things or recall things very well. And me, being a victim, I had to tell them that that was extremely likely because you try to suppress those type of things and you don't always, your memory is not always the best. But that didn't mean there weren't victims. And this verdict of guilty, it's like a winning for all victims out there, including myself, right?
Right.
So he gave evidence to the other jurors in the juror room.
Because the jury cannot take any other evidence other than what was presented in the courtroom, right, Denise?
Right,
that's the issue.
At trial. It had to be just during trial. And this is outside of trial, and it's an evidence that was not admitted into evidence by the judge.
And he's essentially acting as an expert witness without counsel, without the judge, in the jury room, educating the jurors on why people might forget, but how they're still telling the truth.
Exactly.
That's a problem.
Huge problem. And we all agreed. We thought for sure this is going to be set aside and then there'd be a new trial. So Maxwell's attorneys, what they're supposed to do, they made a motion for new trial. And even the prosecution said in the beginning that there was problems with this juror. And the prosecution wins. And no new trial is granted by the judge. And the only thing I can think of, this is me just opining, is that there are some judges that will put the burden of appeal on the defense. And there are some judges that will put the burden of appeal on the state because there's more money with the state, right? And they have, basically unlimited resources. So I just feel in this particular case, the judge decided, I'm going to put the burden of appeal on the defendant. That's what I think.
Look, this is not good for Ms. Maxwell, and I certainly don't want anybody to think that I am, you know, saying poor Ms. Maxwell. My concern with this is the effect that jurors doing this, that it has on the legal system as a whole, putting this case aside. This shouldn't be happening with jurors getting on cases and then opining about their, essentially acting as expert witnesses in the jury room. And the silver lining in this here is that if the judge had cited for Maxwell, the likelihood that the state would appeal this is probably pretty low. They just do another trial. I think that likelihood would be pretty low since they had previously made statements that, we'd start an investigation too. So by citing for the state or for the government, then Maxwell appeals it. This issue about jurors not answering questions, it's not isolated to this case. Over on the West Coast, we've got this with the Scott Peterson trial, and it's happening in other trials. And the benefit from this is there's the ability now for this to be appealed and case law through the appellate courts as guidance to trial courts as to what to do when jurors are less than truthful on their jury questionnaires, because it's been difficult for courts to grapple with this because there isn't a lot.
Especially, Todd and Denise, when it's directly on point. It's not like this juror lied about, I'm not going to say the word lied, mistakenly didn't mark something that had nothing really to do with the case at hand. This is a direct relationship on or about this case.
And a very, very prominent public case.
Yes.
You know, and so you know what this means? This means that you agree with me, Todd.
I do.
And we all agree. Isn't that great?
Wow. That's so exciting.
Well, hour number three is coming really fast, and we're going to talk a little bit about a Utah rancher, his children, and he fighting with lawsuits, and protesters suing the police departments. And by the way, a jury verdict is in, and we'll tell you about the verdict. We'll be back, hour three.
Radio Law Talk resumes at 6 minutes after the next hour on many local radio stations and on RadioLawTalk.com, where you can listen to all of our previous shows at no charge. RadioLawTalk.com, all set up for you there. We'll be back at 6 minutes after the next hour.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.